Hello and welcome to SwissInfo.ch's programme for January 11th. I'm Scott Kappa.
He was a person of his time, and times have changed. And I don't think that a personality like Claude Knobs will exist in the future.
Claude Knobs on harmonica. The death of Montreux Jazz Festival founder Claude Knobs on January the 10th, after suffering a fall while skiing before Christmas, was a shock to many in the music community. Knobs died after several weeks in a coma. In this programme, we look at the legacy he left behind. Knobs, who was 76, launched the Jazz Festival in 1967 while working at the local tourism office, eventually turning it into one of Switzerland's biggest summer events. Over the years, he managed to attract some of the world's greatest stars, including Miles Davis, Ray Charles, and Prince, to perform there. Emmanuel Jetta, founder of the QI Jazz Festival, worked with Knobs during the 1990s as the Montreux Finance and Production Director. I asked him for his reaction to Knobs' death.
Well, you know, my first reaction is, of course, sadness. And immediately, I have many souvenirs, pictures, sounds that comes back, because I've shared a lot with him. He was my mentor professionally. He gave me many opportunities. He was sharing a lot. He gave me a lot of responsibilities when I was working with him. And it's all that comes back. And as well, my last contact with him was last July when he gave me a carte blanche to present the concert of Gilberto Gil playing the music of a film that I've produced, a documentary on Gilberto Gil. So he came backstage after the concert. He was so enthusiastic, and I thought, that's amazing, somebody who has so much experience, have been living so many evenings of music, and who still has so much enthusiasm for good music. And Gilberto Gil, of course, is one of his friends. He knew Gilberto Gil since a long time, and so, you know, those moments are really unique.
What are the things that you've taken from him that you wanted to keep for yourself?
Well, you know, when I started to work with him, I had already founded the QI Jazz Festival, so I was somebody he could talk to and know that I had made some experiences that he had done before, and he was really happy to have somebody to talk to who had a little bit the same background. But actually, what was completely unique with him and that I could see and learn was that in his mind, nothing was really impossible. I would say that's the big thing with Claude. He was always looking for something better, some new ideas, and even if it looked like quite impossible to achieve them, he would try, and many times he succeeded, because he was so passionate. He had so much power because of this passion, and you know, everybody knew he was only working to achieve better concerts, you know, make the Festival of Montreux even better and musician even happier. So there was no doubt about that. There was no hidden ideas behind that. There was no commercial idea behind that. It was just achieve the best for this festival. And everybody, I think, in the business knew that.
Was he somebody who was easy to follow, or did you have to expect the unexpected with him?
Yeah, not easy at all to follow. Sometimes very complicated to follow, because he was moving all the time. And I liked it, but I know some people had some difficulties to follow him. And for instance, sometimes there was major misunderstandings with the city of Montreux, with the people of the city of Montreux, because he wanted to go further and he was too fast for them. But, you know, as somebody working with him and happy to take the risk and go in the adventure. I was really, at that time, I was really, really fascinated by this and also very happy to try to follow him. And you know, my role was to try to make his ideas, you know, like somebody who has an idea of music, and then you have to write that on the paper to make a score. And that was my role, actually. He would have great ideas, try things, and then there was a staff to try to make it real.
Now, Claude Nobs is gone. He's died at age 76. But people associate him, obviously, with Montreux, and Montreux is associated with Claude Nobs. What do you think his legacy will be?
Well, first of all, and of course, it's the festival and the archives. They are unique. It's the biggest series of concerts, filmed, recorded very, very well, and which have been kept and transferred on new formats so that they are always in very good quality, which is, you know, for many videos all around the world, not the case. And you know, those archives in generally like disintegrate. And he has been keeping them in a way which is absolutely unique, absolutely fantastic. And I think it will be an incredible legacy. We will understand with the time how much this vision of keeping those concerts recorded and doing such a festival in this small city, all that is an incredible achievement. And the musicians all around the world know it.
And that was Emmanuel Jetta, founder of the Cui Jazz Festival. The Montreux Jazz Festival Foundation has already confirmed this year's event will go ahead as planned, while special concerts in memory of Nobs will be held at a later date. Claude Nobs was known for persuading the biggest names in show business, like Miles Davis that we just heard playing Summertime, to make the journey to Montreux. He also introduced mainstream audiences to new varieties of music. I spoke to the former editor of the Swiss music website and producer, Christian Strickler, about Nobs' impact on the musical scene. A few years ago, the US ambassador said that Claude Nobs helped bring American jazz and music in general to Europe. How true is that?
I would say jazz was always known in Europe, always since jazz exists, since the 20s or the 30s. But he brought the real new jazz. One word I have to say is Miles Davis, for example, to Europe. And it was changing from the traditional jazz to new forms of jazz. And Claude Nobs was very open for all styles, not only for jazz, but also related styles as rock jazz or techno jazz and whatever, pop music and music from Brazil and somewhere. He was very, very open-minded, and he brought some of that open mind he brought to Switzerland, to Montreux.
Was he as open-minded about Swiss music?
He knew very well all the groups, important groups playing and in Switzerland. And he invited very early people from Switzerland to play with big stars and also to play for themselves, for example, Yellow or Stefan Eicher or people like that were always welcome to Montreux.
As he invited all these international stars, exposed people to new kinds of music, was that important for the Swiss music scene?
This was important because it was a possibility, an occasion to see the stars on stage in Switzerland. You haven't to go very far to London or to New York. They were in Switzerland, and often the newcomers, Swiss musicians, are quite, I would say, poor people. So they have the possibility to see them playing on stage at Montreux. And I know that many of Swiss musicians had been inspired by great names as Miles Davis and so on.
Now you're mentioning Miles Davis. There's other names like Quincy Jones also come back.
Yes.
Even Prince, other musicians like that. What was the relationship that Claude Nobbs had with these people? Because what power did he have to attract these major stars to Switzerland?
I would say it was his love to music and his respect to the musicians. You know, he always respected them as personalities and as musicians. And I know musicians are very sensible in this field. And if they see they are really accepted and, I would say, loved a little bit, it's not only the money that counts, it's also the respect.
From what we know, an important part of the work with the musicians was also the friendships he created mm-hmm. with these artists. How important was that for Montreux?
This was very, very, very important. I know that many of the really great artists wouldn't have come to Montreux only for the money, because they have enough money and they have enough fans in all parts of the world. But they knew when we meet Claude, that will be in a friendly atmosphere, and not only friendly, it's more than just friendly. It's quite intimate friendship he created between very difficult personalities. Miles Davis, for example, he was not easy to handle at all, but he knew how.
One final question. Will Claude Nobbs be missed?
Sure, of course, he will be missed, and he can't be replaced by nobody. This is clear. But we also have to see that he was a person of his time, and times have changed. And I don't think that a personality like Claude Nobbs will exist in the future.
And that was the former editor of the Swiss music website, Christian Strickler. Claude Nobbs's name will remain in musical history. He was immortalized as Funky Claude in the song Smoke on the Water by rock band Deep Purple, written about the fire that burned down the Montreux Casino during a Frank Zappa concert in 1971. That's all from SwissInfo.ch's programme this week. Thank you for listening. I'm Scott Capper, leaving you with Funky Claude.